Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quotes Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi, who says, "Kol hame'aneg es haShabbos, nosnim lo nachala bli mitzarim." Anybody who delights in the Shabbos, God gives them a boundless portion, an unlimited inheritance, a great, great reward. And Rabbi Yossi quotes a pasuk or psukim from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel and pasuk Yud Dalid to support his idea. The Navi Yeshayahu says that if you don't do malacha on Shabbos, and if you walk differently on Shabbos, if you talk differently on Shabbos, etc., etc., if the karasa la Shabbos oneg likdosh Hashem mechubad, if you call Shabbos an oneg, a delight for the holy, blessed, respected God, then pasuk yedalid, then az tisanag al Hashem, then you will delight in Hashem, you will be rewarded. V'ha'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, I will feed you, says Hashem. I will give you, I will grant you the inheritance of Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara continues and says that this bracha is specific. If you delight on Shabbos properly, then you'll be rewarded with the inheritance of Yaakov Avinu. Not Avram Avinu, not Yitzchak Avinu, says the Gemara, but the inheritance of Yaakov Avinu. And what is that inheritance? The Gemara quotes a pasuk from the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, from our Parsha. When Yaakov went to sleep and had the dream of the ladder and the angels, Hashem spoke to Yaakov in that dream, and he told Yaakov that he would protect Yaakov, and that Bnei Yisrael would spread out and inherit all of Eretz Yisrael. Perek Chavches, Pasuk Yudalid, Ufaratzta Yama Vakedma Vitzafona Vanegba, and you will spread out in Eretz Yisrael to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. That's the Pasuk from our Parsha that the Gemara brings as the proof that whoever delights in the Shabbos will receive unlimited inheritance, unlimited rewards. However, this Gemara seems hard to understand at first glance. That pasuk, that promise, is a promise that Yaakov's descendants will inherit the land of Israel. But what's the connection between delighting on Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael? What's the connection between mitzvahs oneg Shabbos and mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael? This question is asked by Rav Sinai Adler, who died in 2020. Rav Adler was a Holocaust survivor who came to Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust, where he learned in the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He eventually became the chief rabbi of Ashdod for more than 20 years, and he became a Rebbe in the Meretz Kolel in Mevaseret Zion. He wrote many, many Sfarim, and this question is found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Devar Sinai, and it's on our Parsha, Parshas Vayetze. Rav Adler says that the connection between Oneg Shabbos and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is in the thinking, in the kavana behind the way we perform these mitzvos. We fulfill Oneg Shabbos properly when we eat and when we drink on Shabbos. But why do we eat and drink? How do we eat and drink? The pasuk says, Tisanag al Hashem. We must delight with Hashem, so to speak, for Hashem. Our eating, our drinking, our Oneg Shabbos must be L'shem Shamayim, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of serving Hashem, not for the sake of filling our stomachs or any other physical need. The highest form of Oneg Shabbos is when we are able to take from the physical world and channel that physicality to something higher, to something spiritual, to use and to channel the physical world as a vehicle to serve Hashem. That's exactly what the Metzudos David says. Rav David Altshuler, who died in 1769, in his Perush to the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, he says, Tisanag al Hashem means, Lo tisaneg leidun haguf, ki im leha'amid haguf, b'matzav hara'ui lehaskil b'toras Hashem. We don't delight to pleasure the body. We don't delight on Shabbos to pleasure the body. Rather, we do it in order to enable the body to learn the Torah and to serve Hashem. That is the highest form of Oneg Shabbos. And that, says Rav Adler, is the connection to Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. It's a beautiful place to live. And yes, Eretz Yisrael can be an easy place to live physically in many respects and spiritually in many respects. But the highest form of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is similar to the highest form of Oneg Shabbos, to take the physical land and to use it in the service of Hashem, to perform all the mitzvos that are unique to Eretz Yisrael, to build a holy nation in Eretz Yisrael, to build a society of achdus in Eretz Yisrael, to build a society and to build a nation that's a light for the other nations in Eretz Yisrael. That's the highest form of mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that is how Rav Adler explains the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. If we treat Shabbos as Hashem's day, then He will repay us by giving us His land, Ufaratzta Yama Vakedma Vitzafona Vanegma. He will give us His land to serve Him there, God willing, in safety and in holiness. Have an amazing day, everyone.